Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 11th day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Aaron Kraft of the Chicago Rabbinical Council, Mishir Dibre Chizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Kraft slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, and Chaf Aleph, and Chaf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach L'chol Menachinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kraft.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and it is a true honor and privilege to take part of this really incredible initiative that has been going on for so long, and I hope that it continues to provide chizuk and strength for all of us. I know that we are going through and continue to go through challenging times, but please God, we will come out stronger for it. I want to share just a small thought on this week's parsha, on this week's Torah reading portion, that hopefully can give us a little bit of insight and a little bit of strength and chizuk going forward as part of our goals of this call. The parsha tells us something extremely, extremely strange. It records this very mysterious and almost magical episode where Bilam, who has been hired to try and curse the Jewish people because there are enemies who want to weaken the Jewish people in the desert, and he is hired to go ahead and curse them, and on his way, he's traveling to meet the Jewish people in order to do so, and miraculously, his donkey stops in the middle of the path, and because an angel is blocking the donkey from going forward, and Bilam doesn't see this angel, and he has no idea what to do, so he starts smacking the donkey, trying to make it move forward, and kicking it, and trying to get it to go forward, and miraculously, the donkey doesn't move, and instead, it starts speaking to Bilam. And the donkey says, "Bilam, why are you hitting me? Why did you hit me three times?" The Torah records that he hit the donkey three times. And when the donkey says this phrase, it uses a very strange choice of wording from the Hebrew language standpoint. Normally, if you would say, "Why do you hit me three times?" you would say, "Why did you hit me? Shalosh pe'amim," three times. But the donkey uses a different word for times. It uses the word shalosh regalim, which reminds us of the three festivals that the Jewish people go and travel to the Temple Mount in Yerushalayim to celebrate each year. And when the donkey uses this phrase, "Why did you hit me three times?" using the word regalim to remind us of the three festivals, the famous commentator Rashi on this verse tells us that the reason the donkey does it is because the donkey is giving Bilam a message. He's saying to Bilam, "Do you think you'll really have the ability and the power to curse a people who travel three times a year to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem to celebrate holidays with their God and connect to their God? Do you think you'll be successful in cursing such a people? You have no chance," says the donkey. That is the message that is hidden in this phrase in the Torah. And when we think about this message, it's very, very strange. What is the connection between celebrating three festivals and whether or not Bilam will have the success or ability to curse the Jewish people? But in fact, if we listen to some of these teachings of our sages, I think we can come to a great deeper understanding, which is really something that's so insightful for us even today. And that is that the Torah tells us, that our sages explain, that Bilam was blind in one eye. Bilam's blindness in one eye, at first glance, doesn't seem to be so significant. However, for those of us who know, if you close one of your eyes, we're still able to see, but our vision is a little bit skewed. When you don't have both eyes operational, what ends up happening is that your depth perception is not 100%. Your focus, your accuracy, your ability to see the broader scope of things is inhibited. And so when the Chazal tell us that Bilam was blind in one eye, Chazal are telling us that Bilam, his perception, his perspective was slightly skewed. And you know what Bilam thought? Bilam thought that he was going to be able to curse the Jewish people because he was going to remind God of the times when we've sinned, the times that we've done wrong. And he's going to say, how could you support a people that sins against you? But the donkey is telling Bilam, wait a second. This is not what's going on over here. God is not so meticulous in his judgment. God actually views us not as his slaves or his servants, but as his friends. And when you have a friendship and a relationship with someone, so you're able to overlook the mistakes. You're able to overlook sometimes a friend does something wrong, but if you see the broader picture and you see the whole friendship, so you're able to overlook that. The donkey says, the Shalosh Regalim, the three festivals, is what manifests, what expresses that friendship between God and the Jewish people. When they go to the festival to celebrate, that's a way of celebrating that deep connection, that friendship. And you, Bilam, you don't understand that because you're blind in one eye, which is exactly why our sages tell us that if someone is blind, even if they're only blind in one eye, they are exempt from going and making the pilgrimage to the temple during the three festivals because they don't see properly. And when you come to the three festivals, when you come to that pilgrimage, you're supposed to come to see God, to see that friendship. But if you're lacking that depth perception, if you're lacking that perspective, if you're only going to focus on the negative and you're not going to see the broader picture, so then you're lacking and you're not welcome during that pilgrimage. That was the message that the donkey was giving to Bilam. You're looking at it too narrowly. You're not seeing the whole picture. And that's why you're never going to have success in Jewish people, because they're God's friends. And we are God's friends. And we are able to look at life, and we're able to look at the broad picture. And right now, things are challenging. And we've gone through challenges, and hopefully we're seeing that if we emphasize the positive, because we're coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic and things are improving so drastically. We mourn the losses, and there were many hardships that we endured, but we continue to endure, and we continue to go forward, and we focus on the positive, and we focus on that broader picture, so then we'll continue to be successful. And if we focus on our friendship, the friendship that we have amongst our people that we celebrate, we don't do it anymore today because we don't have a temple, but when we come to the pilgrimage, we come together, we unify, and we unite together, so then the amount that we can accomplish is really unspeakable and unlimited. And that is the message of this week's parsha. That is the message of these times, for us to continue to focus and to focus on the positive and to focus on the unity and the celebration that we have a relationship with God. And with that, you should hopefully have the strength and the courage and the conviction to continue to go through these challenges and to come out successful and to come out stronger and to be able to thrive as a people. I will now open up the Sidur. And I will recite the Tehillim that we will hopefully pray for the safety and the health of all of our brethren that we celebrate together. And I will recite the Tehillim slowly. We will start with Perek Chaf, chapter 20, and I will read it slowly together. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezricha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yiskor Kol Minchotecha Veolasecha Yedashina Sela Yitain Lecha Kilva Vecha Vechol Atasecha Yimalei Niranina Bishuasecha Uvshem Eloheinu Nigdol, Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha. Ata Yadati Kihoshia Adonai Mishicho, Ya'anehu Mishimei Kacho, Digburos Yesha Yimino, Eile Barechev Ve'eile Basusim, Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir Heima kara'u v'nafalu Va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech ya'aneinu B'yom kareinu. We will now recite chapter 23, Perek Chof Gimel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzor. Bin osteshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yishovev yanacheni b'magle tzedek l'man shimo. Gam ki eleich b'geit amaves lo ira ra ki ata imadi shivtecha umishantecha heima yinachamuni taroch lefanai shulchan. Neged tzorirai, dishanta bashemen roshi, kosi rivaya, ach tov v'chesed, yirzifuni kol yemei chayai, v'shavti b'vein sadunai, l'orech yamin. We will now continue with Perek Kuf Chof Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir lamalos esa einai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim va'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum velo ishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach balaylo. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor. Es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor teitecha uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. And we will now conclude the Tehillim segment with chapter 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir ha'ma'alos, mimamakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai, Shema Vikoli, Tiera Oznecha Kashulos, Lekol Tachanunai, Im Avonos, Tishmar Yah, Adonai, Mi Amod, Ki Inecha Hastelicha, Liman Tivarei, Kivisi Adonai, kivisa napshi, bilidvaro hochalti. Napshi ladonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael, el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed. V'harvei imo fedus, v'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. And now for the Mishaberach for Cholim. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo, who Yivarech Birape es Hafolim. Ba'avor shekulanu mitzalim ba'avuram. Yischar zeh hakadosh baruch hu yivalei rachamim aleihem. Ba'achlimam ulraposam ulhachzikam ulhachiyosam. V'yishlach lohem mehera refuah shalema min hashamayim lechol avereihem ulechol yideihem b'soch shar cholei Yisrael refuas hanefesh urefuas haguf hashav agaloh uvizman kariv v'nomar amen. Achenu kobeis Yisrael hanusunim b'tzara v'shivya העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבוד לגאולה, כשתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kraft. We hope and pray that all of our collective needs for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, letova, for good, and whatever all of us are independently and collectively davening and praying for, all of our tefillot should be answered for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Stephen Minadownik of Congregation Avas Achim in Highland Park, New Jersey. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.